Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.
Jeremy Mix is his name, and you're probably sick of hearing about him and seeing his photo online as well. He was originally arrested on some weapons charges. He was thrown behind bars and slapped with nearly $1 million bail, and his photo was posted onto, like, we've got the Queensland Police Services on social media.
Correct, yes.
Over in the States, they've got a similar sort of thing, yet they upload mugshots online. And a lot of the ladies saw this guy Jeremy's mugshot, and he's just gone viral. Everybody is tending to lean towards the fact that he's a good-looking guy.
Mm-hmm. Forgetting the fact that he is a convicted criminal.
Yeah.
And his criminal past and what he's done and why he's in jail at this point in time. The fact that he was convicted on criminal weapons charges and gang-related charges last week.
And his mother actually set up this account online for people to fundraise cash to get him out of jail for his bail money. And a lot of people worldwide, without even knowing him, are donating 20, 40, 50, 100 bucks to the cause to get him out of prison. But it looks like maybe they won't need to take donations for much longer, because some modelling agencies over in the States have said that they're actually quite interested in hiring him for some gigs.
This is ridiculous. This really is. I'm not the biggest fan of this at all. The minute I heard this story, I was like, what the heck are these guys doing?
I believe in everyone getting a second chance, but a second chance that could see him earning up to $30,000 a month as a top model. So it's not just doing, like, magazines for little boutique stores, posing for a photo here and there. This is potentially pulling gigs for companies like Versace and Armani.
Look, they want the hot gangster look, as they're calling it, but are they glorifying a criminal? That's exactly what they're doing. This guy is a criminal. This guy has gotten in trouble in the past. This guy right now is in jail for his crimes.
Yeah.
Why the fact do these people want to turn him into, like, a global sensation by turning him into a model? It's ridiculous.
Look, I guess the one issue with that is, once he does his time, he's done it, he's wrapped it up, and he's out, and he has to make a living. And he's not actually profiting from any crimes, because it's not like he's selling his story. He'll just be getting a job in the modelling industry. So I can kind of see that this is just a second chance for this guy. He's got to make a living. And I guess it's not really his fault that there's so much interest in his face. So, like, as much as I'm jealous that he'll be earning up to $30,000 a month once he gets out, who knows when he'll get out, that is.
And who knows what he'll do with the money, though? Like, because he's affiliated with gangs. What's to say he's going to use that money for the stuff that got him into jail in the first place?
Hang on. You say he's affiliated with gangs, but his family actually say that he isn't anymore. He cut ties with the gangs many years ago. It's just because of the tattoos on him. People keep judging him, saying that he is. And that was his past. I'm not defending him, mind you, but it was just weapons charges, okay? Black and white.
Okay, all right.
His family say he's not in a gang anymore. So he does deserve a second chance. And he's not writing a book about his time in prison or his time in the gangs back in the day. He's making a new life for himself. So if we go off this theory of not giving him any jobs in the future just because he'd been convicted in the past, he's done his time for the crime. He's got to do something with his life.
Well, technically, he's still in jail at this point in time.
Once he gets out, though, he's got to do something. Are you going to say all convicting criminals shouldn't get employed? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. On that one, I guess, you know, everyone has a different story to tell. But I just think that, you know, paying this guy a lot of money for his looks.
Hang on.
Because of the fact that he's a criminal.
So you think that every ex-con shouldn't be able to get a job?
Before we go on, can I say something differently? Would this be any different if he wasn't so sexy, good-looking?
Well, he wouldn't get
called
a job in a modelling agency. It wouldn't be an option, but because he's good-looking, this could be a potential different career path for him.
Why is it discrimination towards all the ugly criminals that are out there?
What? That's a stupid thing to say.
I'm just saying that this guy is copping a lot of attention for his looks, and everyone seems to be looking past the fact that he
is
a convicted criminal in the past
and
why he's in jail right now.
That's like saying, oh, why don't you hire me as a doctor? Come on, that's discrimination.
No, you've got to have the credentials to be a
doctor.
Exactly,
you've got to have the credentials of being good-looking to be a model. You're not going to hire anybody. You can't just throw anyone into a job and say, oh, that's unfair. Everyone.
Honestly, I think this is the most ridiculous claim ever. The fact that they want to pay this criminal to earn a bit of money because he's made looks. He got famous from that Facebook page that the police put his photo up on, right? If he didn't do the crimes, he probably wouldn't be out there.
There you have it, people.
They probably wouldn't do it.
Brownie saying that ex-cons shouldn't be able to work again, even though they've done their time for the crime they committed. So unfair. We want to know what you think on 13, 12, 16.
Zoe, what are your thoughts?
I think everyone's entitled to a second chance. I think what Brownie's saying is a bit ridiculous, to be honest. Criminals are allowed to get a job, and just because this guy's good looking and gets to be a model, that's fair enough. You have to be good looking to be a model.
Yeah, that's right. But should, you know, all this attention be on the guy because of the fact that he's a criminal? Should he have to, you know, work his way up the chain again like all the other hardworking models out there?
Well, should Kim Kardashian be famous just because she had a sex tape?
No way. Possible.
Exactly. And he
it
needs
doesn't
a job.
Matter how you get there. I mean, how you get there is how you get there. Like, some people just get a free ride and some people work their way up. Doesn't matter how you get there. Same result either way.
Okay, all right. Some people are just lucky enough and gifted. Some people are found, funnily enough, on police Facebook pages with their mugshots.
Called being talent scouted. Julius on 13, 12, 16. What do you reckon?
I've been listening to like what you guys are saying on the radio about Jeremy Meeks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Brownie, I have to go with EJ. And the only reason I would is that, like, take a look at Mark Wahlberg. He went to jail for beating someone almost to death. And now look at him.
Right.
And going with Brownie's logic of criminals shouldn't deserve a second chance to get another career, Mark, he wouldn't have got his future and we wouldn't have all the things we enjoy these days.
Exactly.
Right. Really, I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that about Mark Wahlberg.
Everybody deserves a second chance. If you do the crime, you've done your time. I think that it should be okay.
All right, well, keep the conversation going. Getting very heated on our Facebook page this morning. Hot FM CQ is where you can find us.
Hot FM's Brownie and EJ.